Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Soul Boost podcast. Our mission is to bring you light and share our experience with you to help you reconnect to your soul through this podcast. And we are your hosts.
Hi, everyone. My name is Basha. I am spiritual counselor, holistic healer, and spiritual life coach.
And my name is Agnieszka. I am a digital creator, curious mind, interested in all aspects of personal development, psychology, spirituality, nutrition, and fitness.
If our message resonates with you, please follow us on Spotify and iTunes.
And now grab a cup of tea and come hang out with us. Hi guys, thank you for tuning in and joining us in our very first episode of Soul Boost Podcast. In this episode, we will be talking about energy. What is energy? How to cleanse your energy?
How to protect your energy? How to raise your vibrations? So make yourself a cup of tea, sit comfortably, and tune in.
How are you doing today, Basha, my lovely co-host?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our podcast. I hope you're doing well. I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I am excellent, excellent.
That's amazing.
You have your tea?
I have my tea, and I have another message from my tea.
Oh.
Can you see it? What's written?
Communicate sacredness, build it, share it, spread that shit around.
I'm not sure if that's the exact message, but yeah, let's make it our own message.
Yeah. And I am drinking, as my dad call it, marijuana tea. CBD. CBD.
How tea. Does it taste? I don't think I've ever.
Actually, it's really good. It's really calming.
But
really,
please don't fall asleep.
I'll be like, energy, what?
Oh, yes, energy.
So today we are here to talk about energy. As you see, energy we have today. So, you know, everybody always says everything is energy, but I think some people, even those who say it frequently, they don't fully understand it. Recently, I was at my chiropractor's office. We were having this lovely chat with him and another lady who was there, and the energy in the room was really lovely, like you could feel it. And we started talking about energy, and he says, people say that all these talks about energy is this hippie woo-woo shit, but you can really feel it, he says. Sometimes you just walk into the room and you don't even say a word to somebody and you can feel this dreadful energy. And then you are around some other people and you feel uplifted by hanging out with them. So it's something that you can't see, but you can definitely feel. Do you think that some people can sense energy more than the others, or some people are just more conscious and more aware of it?
No, absolutely. Let me explain a little bit about energy, if I may.
Oh, yes, you may. It's your podcast as well at the end of the day.
Yeah, thank you. Everything, as you said.
You're welcome.
Everything, as you said, Agnieszka, is made of energy, and you know, it's made of energy.
I know,
and it's got its own unique vibration, including us, including you, including me, and we radiate the energy, and we receive the energy, and we can differentiate the energies from light to dark. So we have these light energies, which are rooted in love, loving, effortless, infinite. And we have those dark energies or shadow energies, however you want to call it, which are very heavy, which are dense, rooted in fear and in negative emotions. And we also attract experiences, we attract people, relationships, and situations in our lives that match our frequency. So we have to obviously look after our electromagnetic field, let's just say.
So how do we do that? How do we take care of our energy? Is it all a matter of raising our vibrations?
It's a matter of raising our vibrations. It's a matter of cleansing the energies as well, because what we're going to talk about is probably quite helpful if you're an empath or a highly sensitive person, because these are the people who can sense, who can feel energies probably a little bit more and different to others.
So like you and myself, we are both empaths. So we have to be more careful with protecting our energies than just the regular people.
First of all, you are aware of the energy. You are aware that you're sensing something, and that is very, very important. Some people don't feel it. Some people are very, I would say, disconnected and very unaware of how the energies around them can affect them. Can affect their mood, can affect how they feel, how their life is going, how they live their life. We have to establish one thing, that every empath is a highly sensitive person, but not every highly sensitive person is an empath. That's the difference. And empaths, the classic and then a number one trait of an empath is taking other people's emotions as our own. Have you ever felt that after having conversation with someone, you felt basically sad because that person was telling you about some sad story, so you felt the same, you felt very down, and you basically could associate yourself with the problem that person was telling you about?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, so that means that you actually absorbed that person's emotions, and you took it upon yourself, and you basically treated those emotions as your own. Probably the person, after having conversation with you, felt a little bit better emotionally or mentally, let's just say, and left you with this luggage of emotions which you actually took with yourself, and you had to deal with it afterwards. That's one of the traits of an empath.
So since I became more cautious of being an empath and what it means, and there are the positives and the negatives that come with it. The positive is, of course, that we can really connect with people on a very deep level, because we can really understand them because we know what they feel. But then being aware of the negatives also, what would you suggest, how to treat such person if somebody comes to you with a problem and they want to talk to you about that problem? Should you like consciously disconnect from their pain, or how would you like suggest, what's the best way to deal with that, not to drain yourself?
Well, definitely we need to learn how to protect our energy. This is the first thing. Second thing, if it's possible, and I know from my own experience that it's very, very hard, we could try to set the boundaries, which is, in my opinion and in my experience, it's very difficult, because we care. We are kind, compassionate, we're loving, we want to help those people. We really do. We want to make sure that after having conversation with us, they will feel better. And it's very difficult for us to actually ignore someone who's in pain. And I'm not talking only about physical pain, but it's an emotional pain. So the best thing is to make sure that we protect our energy fields, our electromagnetic field. And obviously we cleanse it very often, because we should really be doing this regularly, once a day, twice a day, depends on how you feel.
I need to do it more often. Let's go. I haven't cleansed my energy for like 2 days. Imagine all this shit I'm carrying around. I know.
We also have to remember that if we are at the presence of shadow energy, if we vibrate a little bit lower, that kind of blocks us from the growth, personal spiritual growth. And also this dark energy is kind of a doorway to the light. You know, every time we face difficult situations in life, or we have an argument with someone, or we become very indecisive and we cannot make a decision, simple decision, we are absolutely sure that we are in the presence of dark energy. And in this moment, we have a choice. How do we respond to it? We can go towards the light by attempting to heal and learn from that challenge, or we can stay in this pain. We can remain in this pain. and everything depends on us.
But I think the first step is just to be aware of energy and how it can affect us. And I think that a lot of people don't realize, they think that energy is just something so spiritual and intangible, but it can also affect our health.
It can. If we don't pay attention at protecting our energy, if we don't cleanse it, we might actually start feeling physical pain as well in our body, which actually conventional medicine won't be able to heal, because our body is not ill. It's our, I would say that's the mental issue we need to, or emotional issue we have to tackle.
Because the Western medicine only treats the symptoms and the body, and I think mind, body, spirit, those three things, they are just so interconnected.
Yes, if one of these things you mentioned, whether mind or body or spirit, is unbalanced, we become ill.
Yeah, like I can eat healthy all day long, all year long, but if up here I'm not well, if energetically I'm not well, I may still get ill.
That's correct.
When we vibrate low, then we are usually surrounded by some negative emotions like fear or guilt. If we vibrate high, then we are surrounded by positive emotions that are rooted in love. So if we vibrate higher, then we are also more protected from those negative energies, correct?
Yes, if we actually vibrate higher, those emotions like anxiety, fear, guilt, stress, and we basically reached a certain level of vibrations, those lower emotions, those lower vibrations won't be able to affect us anymore. So it's very, very important to actually work on it on a daily basis.
So it's three things, right? I would say that we really need to pay attention to. So first of all, we have to raise our vibration. We have to protect our energy and we have to cleanse our energy.
Correct.
There's something you would add? You would add, Miss Soul Doctor?
Soul Doctor. I think if we get these three things right, we will be pretty much there.
So what are some key factors to raise your vibrations? What would be the main things? Because I know that there is a lot of things we can do and we should be doing to raise our vibrations and things we shouldn't be doing. But what would you say for you are the main things to raise your vibrations?
First of all, what I would like to suggest is change your diet. Just look at your diet, look at what you eat and see if there's anything in your diet which could affect your health, your body. Then exercising is very important, and regular meditation, everyday meditation, that increases your vibrations as well. Being in the nature, walk, you can sit at the beach and look at the water, at the ocean, at the sea. Breathing exercises, hugging the trees, don't laugh. I'm a big tree hugger. And I've always found hugging trees very, very therapeutic and healing.
You know what I heard? Such a beautiful analogy. When you hug a tree, it's as if you were hugging yourself.
That's very true.
Isn't that cute?
That's very cute. You might also look at the green grass, green trees, anything green you can see.
Yeah.
And obviously grounding yourself, walking on the ground in the morning.
Barefoot,
exactly, very important, barefoot. Mm-hmm. That is very, very important for raising our vibrations. And also loving yourself. Love is the most powerful energy. And when you give love to yourself and to others, you basically, your aura and your energy field is getting stronger and more vibrant. And your heart is like your superpower. And when it comes to protection, this is a very strong tool, love. So remember, guys, always love yourself. And these things are more than enough, actually, to raise your vibration. If you look into that and if you see how many of these things I mentioned you practice every day, I think you're on a good way.
Definitely.
Raising your vibrations. Because there is obviously other aspect of protecting your spiritual energy as well. So what do you do, Agnieszka, to protect your energy?
Oh, what do I do? So I remember when we connected, you actually told me how I can protect my energy as an empath, and I had no clue you can actually protect your energy. And that was a game changer. So to protect my energy, I use certain crystals. And then those I always keep with me, but especially the tourmaline. It's a mm-hmm. very strong protective. It also protects your energy from spirits and black obsidian. But I feel that the tourmaline, black tourmaline, it really works for me. And I have to say that it has really helped me a lot since I started using them. I just feel such a huge difference. And other than that, cleansing my energy. So sage, I used to use Palo Santo. You don't use Palo Santo specifically for cleansing your energy, right?
I do. But you do? After my first choice is always white sage. I smudged myself, the entire flat, even my cats with white sage. I then use Palo Santo. But I also use Palo Santo for concentration when I study. I love the smell and I love the focus I get from using it as well. So I use it for two things.
Even if we are not around people, you suggest we still should cleanse our energy?
I always do it because spirits are everywhere. You should use your intuition. I think if you didn't feel the need of cleansing your energy for the last 2 days, it means you're fine.
You know, I usually burn Palo Santo every morning just because this is kind of my ritual mm-hmm. for meditation. So it's become my ritual for over a year and a half. Mm-hmm. But I don't do it with the intention of cleansing energy. Whenever something happens, whenever I find myself in some unpleasant interaction, conversation, so then when I come home, I quickly grab sage. So whenever something happens that I feel like I could have been affected in a negative way, either by reading something, seeing something, some interaction, then I definitely always, the white sage is my go-to tool. And you know what else I do? I shake it off, like mm-hmm. physically. Mm-hmm. Because I heard about this amazing analogy where somebody said that we can learn a lot from the ducks in terms of cleansing our energy. So they just so peacefully float, so peacefully. And then sometimes they get into argument. You see them getting into a fight. And then they both just shake it off. You see them shaking it off. And then they continue peacefully floating as if nothing happened. So I do that occasionally too. And then I start laughing at myself because I'm like, I look like a freaking moron. And then I start laughing and I feel like it also helps.
You're not a moron, Agnieszka. It does.
Of course I'm not. I know, but I'm just like some of the rituals that I do. If Agnieszka from a year ago would see it, she would be like, what are you doing, man? You know what I mean, right?
Yes, I do. Yeah. You're absolutely right. Shaking our bodies helps a lot to release a lot of things which are not ours or which we don't need anymore.
But that's why also exercising, you can feel it, because even if you are really stressed out and you go to the gym, you go to the training, you leave the room, and you feel like, you just kind of left it there. You just shook it off.
Yes, that's true.
So what are some other ways to protect your energy?
I can tell you what I do. I visualize that I seal myself, my energy field, with a bubble of white protective light. You can do it very quickly in a meditation. Just sit down, relax, and you visualize that. And then the second layer of protection, which I put, is mirrors. I surround myself with mirrors and I ask the mirrors to protect me from the negative energy.
But how do you actually do that? I didn't quite get that. Like, you just put mirrors around yourself?
Yes. I visualize that I put mirrors around myself.
You visualize?
Yes.
Okay. So you don't physically put mirrors around yourself?
No.
Okay.
This all happens in the meditation.
Okay. And so then, like, what do you visualize? The mirrors, are they facing you or are they facing the other way?
They're facing the other way because they need to deflect the negative energy and they need to send the energy back to the owner.
That makes way more sense. Yes.
And then the third step of protecting myself is basically I ask Archangel Michael for protection, especially when I travel. And this is what I do. Obviously, I wear crystals everywhere, but you've mentioned already crystals. I can only say that I use black obsidian and black onyx as a protective crystals, but I wear crystals for various reasons.
Different crystals have different powers, right? I think we will need a whole another episode for that. But just like to mention, certain crystals have very strong protective powers in terms of protecting us from the energy.
Another thing what you can do to actually protect your spiritual energy is saying power words. Just close your eyes and think of the word calm and focus on the word calm. Yes, that's one of the power words. You basically could say the opposite word to the emotion you're feeling at the moment. This is quite helpful as well. And what's very important is to do not give anyone permission for their energy to affect you. And if anyone is negative at work, at home, because we have family members, our spouse, it could be that they sometimes become a little bit negative and they complain about everything or about most of the things, and they talk negatively about others, just don't support that. Don't join them in it. And if you can, walk away from this energy. And what is very important, guys, create your own space, your sanctuary, where you can actually relax, you can meditate, you can sleep, you can burn incense sticks, you can spend time, you can read books. And this space is just for yourself. Just shut the door and do not let anyone in. Do not let anyone's energy, unless with your permission, to be there. Take a break from your kids. Take a break from anything what's happening in your life, anything challenging. So this is the space which could only be designed and created just for you. You stay there for like half an hour, and you just chill. So this is quite important.
So we talked about protecting our energy. And in terms of cleansing our energies, we talked about just physically moving our body, shaking it off. White sage, Palo Santo, is there anything else that people can do to cleanse their energy?
Yes, there is a few things I could suggest, especially for people who tend to gather things at home. Declutter your living space, guys. It will allow the energy to flow smoother in your life. You will see, because if you declutter your living space, you will somehow declutter your life as well. So if you have any clothing, any things which you don't use anymore, which you don't wear anymore, give it to charity with a good intention, obviously.
And that is another thing with regards to stuff, and especially clothes. We tend to hold on to clothes that we've had for years because either they are beautiful or they were expensive. And sometimes they actually carry on other people's energies. Like we might have been in some traumatic event where some traumatic thing happened, for example, a fight with your husband. And then not only every time you look at this dress that you don't want to throw away, because it was expensive, because it's beautiful, every time you look at it, not only you think about it, so you bring those negative emotions to yourself, but also this piece of wardrobe is carrying those negative emotions or those energies.
Not only energy, but also memories, not necessarily great memories, and also could bring back some traumas, could bring back a lot of things which associated with the person in which present the fight happened, for example. Or what I tended to do every time I ended relationship, I always tended to not throw away, but give away things which were associated with my ex. Obviously clothing I got from that person, any things, any souvenirs, any small things which could serve someone else, I gave out. And also what's very important, guys, duvets, pillows, bed sheets, all of the things which actually could still carry energy of that person. So this is what I always did. And trust me, it helped. It helped to even deal with the grief after, obviously, splitting with my ex.
I've recently just cleared out my wardrobe as well after watching some video about how clothes carry energy, and I'm like, oh god damn, I gotta look at my wardrobe, which is already, you know, small because I already got rid of all my stuff about 4 months ago. But then I looked at few pieces, and then I'm like, I would remind myself, what does this piece of clothing represent? And some of those clothes, I was wearing them in presence on some past relationships, and I just packed it all up, and I'm like, it's just stuff, and put it in the box, gave it away. It's just, there is so much that could help us improve our life with those little tips if mm-hmm. we just knew about it. And yeah, and I would look at those t-shirts or those dresses or this, and I would automatically, subconsciously think about an event or a person that I don't necessarily want to think about. Another thing also with regards to getting rid of those items, it helps many women to actually open the door for love, because they still have that energy of their exes, which is represented by those pieces of clothing and maybe some other things like jewelry. And I heard that many women said that once they cleared out their closet out of all those items with a heavy heart, they were able to find love. As woo as it sounds, but it kind of makes sense. Like you are, because you are making a room for that other person to come into your life. Yes.
You are hanging on to those things because you're attached to them. It's probably the last thing, what's left of your ex. Obviously, it brings memories, probably good memories, I would think, but you're no longer together. And we should really think, as you said, about making a room for a new relationship, for new memories, for new love, for new men, new woman. And just get rid of it, because probably there are other people who need those items more than us. And making room for a new thing is, as you said, opening the door and inviting better things to come, much better things to come in our life. Mm. So absolutely. I wonder how many of our listeners, after listening to this episode, will decide to declare their wardrobes or declutter their wardrobes.
I never haven't collected clutter for many years, but I had a lot of clothes and a lot of shoes and stuff that I didn't even wear. And when I got rid of all of that, when I was moving from Malta to Croatia, I felt so light. It feels good.
I can confirm, guys, I saw some of it. I even managed to get a blender off a few.
That's true.
It's a beautiful thing if you can actually clear your living space and start from the beginning, start from new, you know, get yourself new clothing. It makes you feel so much better when the old goes, and it can serve its purpose to other people, and you have a room to invite new and better things into your life. Okay, so I think we probably spoke about a lot of things we can do to declutter our living space. So let's move on to the cleansing of our body. And I'm talking about our physical body, not only our energy body. Soul baths. Have you ever tried to have a soul bath? Have you ever used Epsom salt or Himalayan salt?
You told me about taking Himalayan salt baths. I haven't yet, no. But I cleanse my crystals at full moon mm-hmm. in Himalayan salt, as the doctor prescribed. So I always clean them in Himalayan salt, but I don't clean my body in Himalayan salt. Do you think that would be a good addition?
I think it will be a very good addition if you do it. And also, you can add essential oils if it works for you.
Ooh, essential oils. I do that. Baths with essential oils.
Yeah. Oof,
that's my thing.
Just make yourself a bath one day, during the evening, whenever you want to do it, whenever you feel like doing it, and set the intention.
During the meeting, Zoom meeting.
As long as you're not going to do it while we're actually working on the podcast, it would be fine.
That would be a nice twist.
Yeah, we wanted to make a podcast with twists, so that could be one of the twists we were planning.
You never know where is this going to go.
Yes, exactly. It's only the first episode, right? So yes, run some water, put one or two handfuls of salt, serve the right intention.
What if you don't have a bath and you have a shower? Should you just put the shower over you and then just keep sprinkling the salt on you as if you were a tomato?
No. No, you no, can actually.
That's not going to help.
You can have cleansing showers.
But without salt?
Without salt.
But what are the cleansing showers?
What I do, and I do it very often, not every day when I obviously have a shower, I set the intention that I want to cleanse my body. Because sometimes I feel I don't need to.
You don't need to take a shower sometimes?
No, I don't need to. I don't need to cleanse
this
my
week. I did not
energy.
Feel like cleansing. I'm good. I didn't need a shower this week. I don't care what anybody says. I stopped caring what people think of me long time ago.
That's right. Yes.
That's right.
There's a difference between actually washing your body and spiritual energy. So I'm talking about cleansing spiritual energy here. Okay? Just to make things straight. So if I want to cleanse my body, energy body, spiritual energy, I basically set the intention of the water to help me to cleanse my energy. And I visualize this golden healing water or light, obviously coming through the shower and cleansing my body from the top. And I visualize all the dirt. I seriously visualize all the dirt. It actually absorbs, the healing absorbs, the dirt absorbs all the energies which are not mine, and actually I can see it coming down, clearing your body, and it goes down the drain. Job done. I feel amazing after that.
I remember you told me about those showers when you were first telling me how to cleanse my energy when I wasn't doing so well energetically, but you didn't explain it like that. I think this is a good tip. So I haven't been doing that often, but I might just give it a try. Visualizations are so powerful, aren't they?
They are, absolutely.
This is a little off topic, but I have to share it because I just learned it, I think, a couple of days ago. The super powerful tool that can help with visualizations is to put the headphones on with the powerful movie soundtrack, and then you visualize the version of yourself you want to become, the life that you envision for yourself. And this tip came from some millionaire, don't remember the name, irrelevant. And he said that it really helped him big time. And I tried it this morning. And man, it was like watching yourself in the movie, and then you get all emotional because it's as if it was really happening. It's awesome tip. I just recommend for anybody to try it.
I might try it tonight then. Yeah, thank you very much. That's actually quite interesting.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm happy you can learn something from me as well.
You have no idea how many things I learned from you.
Ah.
We learn from each other every day.
So is there anything else, Miss Soul Doctor, that we can do to cleanse our energy? Or did we exhaust the topic?
I think the last thing is to, when you have your sanctuary and after you smudge yourself with the sage and Palo Santo, and you did the smudging around the house, or actually at least in your sanctuary, burning incense sticks and candles, that is quite cleansing as well.
Incense sticks, I've always been burning them just for ambience and the scent.
It might be quite cleansing as well.
We pretty much exhausted the topic of at least protecting and cleansing. So hopefully that will help somebody. And to carry on the conversations of energies in the next episode, we will talk a little bit or a lot about empaths and highly sensitive people. Who are they, etc.
That's a very good idea. I can't wait.
So guys, thank you so much for tuning in for our very first episode of Soul Boost. And we hope to have you on the other end next time.
Thank you very much, guys. I hope you found everything we talked about today helpful. And we will have you listening to us again soon.
We will have you.
We will have you.
We will have you.
So have a good day, guys. Or have a good evening.
Good night.
Depends on what.
Or good morning.
Depends on the time zone you are.
Okay. Bye.
See you next time. Bye.